Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC joining us right after this.
We were number 7009.
We were number 901.
I'll never forget. We were number 615.
These families are among the thousands that benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like Don Denny of Creek County. He called and registered the abandoned well site on his property. Now his restored land is used for Little League Baseball. Don Denny's restoration is number 4,725. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Coming up this Friday is the monthly cattle on feed numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. To help us sort out those numbers, pleased to have along with us today, Jim Robb, the director of the Livestock Market Information Center, based out, of course, Denver, Colorado.
Well, this is an important USDA report. This is the monthly cattle on feed data, which is an assessment by USDA of all the feed yards in the U.S. that have at least 1,000 head or more one-time capacity. So it does not include all the small feed yards, but does include the largest feed yards, and it's closely followed. And I think this is a really important month. The placements, which is the number of animals entering the feed yard, should be down, in our estimates, about 12% from a year ago. Last year in the major drought, especially in the southern plains, we had very large placements. But on top of the year-to-year improved pasture and range conditions, placements are also under pressure because cattle feeders continue to lose money on their closeouts, and that's been a bit of a struggle. And the other factor is that we have a smaller calf crop, and so we have tighter cattle numbers than a year ago. So a 12% year-to-year decline or something on that order, double-digit, is a large year-to-year decline in feedlot placements. We expect marketings to be down from last year. Packers have still been rather cautious buyers, so maybe marketings are down about 2% from a year ago. That'll leave us what we call the on-feed inventory, the number of cattle on feed in the large commercial feed yards, equal to a year ago. That doesn't sound like much of a change, but just a few months ago, we were fully 5 or 6% above a year ago. Certainly, the on-feed inventory levels are whittling down. This will provide some supply-side support as we work through the fed cattle market. In other words, supplies will be tightening of fed cattle as we work through the summer quarter of this year, and that'll be hopefully supportive of prices from the current levels.
Jim Robb, the director of the Livestock Market Information Number, with some pre-report guesses from those folks regarding cattle on feed. Also have some estimates from the folks at Allendale, Rich Nelson, their economist, saying that they believe that April placements will be down 8%, 8.1% than a year ago. That's not falling quite as far as what LMIC is guessing. They believe that the cash cattle decline in April of 550 from the start to end may have limited feedlot inflows. Additionally, lower supplies of available feeder cattle are definitely in the mix. They do anticipate marketing numbers 3.6% smaller than a year ago. Total cattle on feed number as of May 1 will be 1.1% higher than that of 1 year ago, according to the estimates from Allendale. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for the Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale, Saturday, June 2nd at the ranch, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at noon, featuring 500 head of fall calving heifers and young cows, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. You can view the cattle anytime before the sale. Chris Black, of course, is one of the premier herds in the country for top-quality replacement females for commercial or club calf production. For more information, go to blackherfordranch.com. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale, June 2nd at the ranch, Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.